This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Got a lot of that this weekend. It's the Monday reality check. Monday, the 25th of September, last week of the ninth month of the year 2017. And the DJV experience is on the air. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and Kara Schillen is at the controls in our studio in Washington where I was on Friday. I didn't get to see her because she was too busy playing with her friends. Wow. What an outrage.
How dare I?
It sounds like Jennifer, when I never get to see her when I'm here in Los Angeles, although today...
That's never Jen's fault.
That's not up to you to decide. I don't think that's how this goes.
You say, oh, let's get together. We'll get together Saturday at 9.
Let's get together. What do you say? Well, you weren't available Saturday at 9, right?
Sure.
Oh, I was not the plane yet. I was not the plane yet. That was the problem. All right, speaking of things, everybody's had a good weekend. Let's start with a clean slate. Everybody's fine and dandy, yes?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. Nobody sounds sleepy except Kara. So we're all set. Now, the continuing focus on the national anthem and the controversy that it is becoming because of, well, I guess a couple of different things. The tweeting back and forth that the president has engaged in is one. The fact that there are more and more people doing it is two. Even the lady who apparently was a contestant on The Voice, her name is Megan Lindsay, singer at the Seattle game. She took a knee.
Megan Lindsay, why does that sound familiar?
She
is that the
a contestant
blonde
on the
girl
Voice.
Who was on Blake's team?
That's who I think it is, too. I'm not sure.
Okay. Yep, good. You got it. You got a nail there, Victoria. Good for you. I would not have
I didn't know that, though, in advance. I didn't know that story.
I don't know her. I know the story is becoming annoying because it's the same thing over and over again, and one wonders if, in fact, it's just a thing. Is it becoming a fad, or is it really doing some good? 20 players took a knee from both the Ravens and the Jaguars while they played in London over the weekend. The teams playing in the U.S., that was recorded and played back again. And so a lot of NFL people, I saw one of the officials, I guess it was Goodell even, who said, okay, these guys have a right to self-expression. Meanwhile, the president said they ought to be fired. Tom Brady locked arms with his teammates, Jennifer, holding his hand to his heart. Patriots fans booed players who were kneeling. Pittsburgh Steelers coach Mike Tomlin announced that his team wouldn't be on the field for the national anthem before their game against the Bears, saying we're not going to be divided by anything said by anyone. Isn't it a shame, or maybe it's even worse than that, that the symbol, first of all, the national anthem in and of itself is a horrible song. But that aside, there's a much better song that could be the national anthem. But the symbol of what it stands for, this whole business. And I'm not even sure. We started chastising Kaepernick, whatever his name is, last year. I don't think he started it, though. Who was this? Anybody remember how this all got started and where it was?
In my mind, he was the first one.
Was he the first one?
Yeah.
Okay.
But I don't know. I mean, maybe there was somebody before him. He was definitely the one that got the most notoriety for it, and people debated whether or not he was doing it politically or if he was trying to save his job with the 49ers. But he was the one that, in my mind, that started this whole knee thing.
All right.
But
so
it was weird because then other players, they started looking into older tapes where players like Marshawn Lynch, sometime from the Seattle Seahawks a couple years ago, sometimes he was sitting, sometimes he was eating a banana, sometimes he was standing. I mean, people started looking into it and realized that other players, for whatever reason or no reason at all, were or were not participating in the anthem. So I think Colin Kaepernick has definitely been the one that got the most attention, but other players have been doing it.
He's the lightning rod. for this. So Jennifer said it was disgusting. I would like to know what each of you think about the events that have taken place, what the president has said, some of the reaction to it, the fact that this mostly it's associated with black Americans, but this young lady, as you pointed out, Megan Lindsay, is a white blonde. It looks
if we're thinking of the right person, I don't know.
Right. Yeah, you are.
Google that.
No, no, you are. That's who, okay. That's who it is. She's about 24, 25, maybe, it looks like. So, under the circumstances, the legitimacy of the concern or the complaints. There was a, I think it was 60 Minutes last night. Is Oprah on 60? Yes, she's on 60
Minutes.
Yeah,
it's their first, this kicked off their anniversary season, so Oprah joined this year.
Okay. So Oprah has a, I think about a dozen people around a table in a room doing what would be considered, it almost looks like research or a one of those, what do they call those groups that they do research with?
Like a focus group?
Yeah, a focus group. Thank you. So they're all talking about the president, and they play things up on the screen, and what does he mean by this, and how do you feel about that? And it felt to me, and you maybe think I'm wrong, but it felt to me like there was an agenda here. There was a hope that more people were going to say Trump is a bum than not because of whatever it is. And it didn't come out that way. The people who were in the room, I'm not sure how they were selected because I didn't get in on the beginning of it, but they were quizzed about various things that he would say and what do you feel about what he's doing to bring the country together or not and yada, yada, yada. So this is just the controversy about the national anthem is just one more step here. Does he need to do this? That is he when I say he, the president? Nah, probably not. But as his daughter says, this is who he is. I read a very extensive interview with her, and I thought it was interesting to have her take because she was asked, what about the tweeting? And she said he's been doing it since that social media was there. It's him. It's what he does. And she laughed. So, okay, that's part of who he is, whether it creates problems or not. It more creates problems for him than it does probably anybody else. But under the circumstances, there's all of this, the reason I'm bringing it and putting it all together, there's this hubbub around things that are symbols. The national anthem is a symbol. The issues, I mean, you can go through and come up with a half a dozen things that are part of our normal conversation here. I don't mean ours on the air because I don't necessarily think that us having too many conversations about this gets us any place. We all know where each other stands, and so there's not much to be gained unless I maybe make an observation about what is, in this circumstance, becoming part of the national agenda, other than a lot of people making it, the news media making it. And it's interesting, my observation on the Trump thing or the discussion on 60 Minutes with Oprah was that it just one more thing where a particular news organization wants to have people think this way rather than having them think that way, or why should they be involved in what we think at all? That's my big question. It isn't what you're thinking, but why is it their business? Why has it become their business? How has it become their business? Were they led into it by the cable news channels? Most of any of these discussions you have on Meet the Press or the Sunday morning news shows that are on ABC, CBS, and NBC and Fox, I'm wondering if there's any such thing as leadership there. It sounds to me or feels to me like they're all following whatever somebody else has done in the name of who knows what. It certainly isn't helping the country. I don't feel it. I don't sense it. I think having the conversations about what's going on is very healthy, but I think the pejorative, this is how you ought to think stuff, is garbage. So, anyway, I've had my say. Jennifer, what thinkest you?
Well, you know, this started on Friday, and this is what gets me so nuts about how all of these things get started, and it really is a creation of what the news media wants to focus on.
Mm-hmm.
Trump did I'm going to say an hour and a half, could have been longer, rally in Alabama on Friday. And he did it for the Senate race between Luther Strange and Ray Moore. And he's come out in support of Luther Strange. I think the election is tomorrow in Alabama. So this whole hour and a half rally, Trump says maybe 45 seconds on football. makes a comment about people kneeling during the national anthem and how we need to have pride in our country and pride in our flag and blah, blah, blah. And all of a sudden this becomes the headline of the weekend and people are kneeling. And I honestly think this has so very little to do with Trump or whether or not you like him or not. I could care less whether these players voted for him or they didn't. But this is our flag. This is our country. You are being paid by organizations that are part of this country, and you stand up. If you have a problem with the country, if you have a fundamental issue with what's going on in the country, use some of the bazillions of dollars that you're getting paid to get a platform going to start fixing it. Stand up. That's what people do. Stop being disrespectful little jerks and get up on your feet and stand up and look at the flag because it stands for sacrifice of this country and stop being a little child. This makes me nuts.
Well,
nuts.
Here's what it stands for: is it allows you to do what you're doing.
Yeah,
that's sort of the,
right. I mean, that's exactly how I feel. Like this is peaceful protest. This is exactly what First Amendment is all about. It's free speech, and people on a lot of people on the right want to talk about free speech and they want to be able to say whatever they want. And oh, you need to stand up for the flag. And then other people on the other side who feel disenfranchised, they're not allowed to peacefully protest.
I think that's not what I'm saying.
These people have a right.
These people have a right to take a knee. They can put their face in the grass for all I care. But that does not mean that I can't call them a loser child every chance I get. Because you know what? They get to take a knee, and I get to call them out. And I think the NFL is going to find that this is a big fat backfire because their ratings are already tanking.
I don't think it's going to help the NFL. That's what I wondered if I'll just throw one more sort of wrench into this in the food for thought department. In terms of what they do, they have a contract. The people who run these teams and who run the NFL.
Well, it's not written in their contract. The NBA is the only organization that has it written into the contract.
I haven't finished. Okay, but that's what my point is. If they don't want this to be a controversy, if they don't want this to be a source of consternation, if they don't want to have the results that Jennifer just described as tanking ratings, then they put it in the contracts and they say, "You guys are you're getting paid? You do it."
Ratings aren't tanking because of this. These are boring games.
Sure they are.
No.
This is exactly what's going wrong with the NFL. It's this. It's the head injury, and it's the fact that they protect rapists and dog murderers. I think it's a combination of things. Yeah.
It's a combination of things. I think what you both said has merit. It just is. People are tired of it. It's becoming. I heard somebody say. I was in a television studio in Washington on Friday afternoon, and I heard somebody being interviewed, and I'm trying to remember who it was, but it's not important, that the NFL games are the smoking or the focus on what happens if you play football is the same now, the growing concern, as smoking was in the 50s, 60s, and 70s. People see that as a major health issue. There was a report that was issued on Friday afternoon, I think, yet another focus on the continuing understanding of what goes on in your brain when you get whacked around. So, anyway, but it's great food for thought. Thank you, ladies. 20 minutes after the hour. This is DJV Show.
Napa Know How.
When you purchase a set of Napa brake pads and rotors, you get a discount code from Fanatics.com worth up to $50 towards your favorite sports gear. While Napa can't help your team reach the promised land, we can help make sure your car will, because these brakes come with something no sports team does. Guaranteed performance. Great brakes, great price, great fan gear. That's Napa Know How.
Napa Know How.
Offer expires September 30th, 2017.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. Every day people ask me, can I still take advantage of today's low rates? Is it still a good time to refinance? The answer is yes. Now's a great time to call Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.875%, APR 4.05%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
Thank you.
frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Goes on. If you think it sounds like it was recorded in a garage,
on a telephone.
Yeah, right. This is a rare unreleased demo of a song that was first done in 1963 by Les Beatles. The song's called What Goes On. It's on sale through a listing on eBay. Wow, this is going to be interesting to see how this thing shakes out. This is Ringo singing. Released on the Rubber Soul album in 1965. Wow, it actually predates the recording sung by Ringo, because Ringo wasn't around in 63, now that I think about it, right? He wasn't there. It was Peter Best that was the drummer. This is an earlier version sung by John, who wrote the song, and has Lennon singing different lyrics, which was a common way the Beatles approached their music with Lennon and McCartney. The demo also has Lennon on an acoustic guitar and Paul McCartney on the harmony in the chorus. A couple of piano notes banging away. You can hear them in the background. So there's an excerpt of the recording that can be heard on the eBay auction listing. Sale will end on the 1st of October. He has said Lennon said that the song was written in their earliest days, saying, quote, that was an early Lennon. Right, and it was written before the Beatles when they were the Quarrymen, right? That's what their original group was when they were big, just yeah. In the Liverpool era. They were first called the Quarrymen. Resurrected with a middle eight thrown in. What does it mean, a middle eight? I don't know what that means. What's a middle
That's
eight?
It's what's like
a guitar thing.
No, it's like a verse with notes and stuff. It's like an extra. It's like a musical sort of term.
Really?
If someone says a middle eight, yeah, it's like adding in another. It's not a. It's not part of the chorus, but it's part of a verse.
Okay.
Like a bridge.
Got it. All right. So this has become a Ringo Starr song. Actually, he was given co-composer credit for the new middle eight that we were just talking about. That was added when he joined in 65. So this demo disc was first sold by the George Harrison family through Bonham's Auction House at $8,461, what, five, 6 years ago? And under the law, the track is now in the public domain since it hadn't been released within 50 years of recording. So what goes on?
So bad sale is what you're saying.
what do they expect to get out of this, the people who are selling it? If it sold for $8,000,
I would think it would go for a lot more now, right?
Yeah. Well, I don't know. It's kind of cute, actually. Crank it up, Carol, will you?
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah.
The other day I saw you as I walked along the road. But when I saw him with you, I could feel my future fold. It's so easy for...
Isn't that Ringo singing? That's
yeah,
the
that
recorded
is, that's,
version.
So this is the new version, not Paul.
Yeah the right. demo version is the old
yeah,
one.
Right. All right, so there you go. There's some Beatles news to chew on. Now, those of you who are lovers of Luke Bryan, you'll be very happy to know that he has reportedly landed the second seat as the judge on American Idol, along with Katy Perry. The deal may not officially be done yet, but this is probably, what, for these guys, $10 or $12 million for the season? Isn't that what they would be paid?
Katy Perry's getting 25, so...
My God, really?
Yeah.
And that's part of why Luke hasn't signed it. I guess he was asking for more, and they don't have any money left after Katy Perry.
Yeah. And I would definitely put my money on Luke Bryan. I'd give him more than
Before
Katy Perry.
Before her, right.
Yeah.
That's more than Ryan's getting to be the host of the show.
Right.
Yeah, Ryan's actually taking less to do the show this time around,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah. All right, well, he's expected to sign on. Idol wanted him badly, couldn't come to terms on money. He wanted more than they were offering. Yeah. Who's the third judge? Anybody know who?
They don't know. They don't have one.
Really? Yeah. Lionel Richie's being considered, though, right? Keith Urban, those guys?
Those are names tossed around, yeah.
Yeah. All right, so there's the next judge. Fingers crossed, Luke Bryan on American Idol.
See your shadow. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. You can't possibly know someone by a small amount of information, just as others can't know you by only a small amount of information. So what you see in others are your own projections. And many times, what you see in others are the things you don't believe are inside of you. But the reality is that the potential for every human characteristic is inside of you. Because you are, after all, human. The next time you make a move to judge others harshly, be mindful. Because there's a very good chance that what you're judging in others is what you don't want to see in yourself. It's what psychologists call the shadow. See your shadow. For more in-depth insights, visit drchristianconti.com.
America, it's time for some straight talk. You love your phone. Look at you. You hardly put it down. But you don't love that expensive wireless plan, do you? So what if I told you you can keep that phone, network, and number two for a lot less? Well, this is me telling you. It's time to switch to Straight Talk, guys. Bring your own phone and get unlimited plans starting at just $45 a month on America's largest, most dependable 4G LTE networks. Straight Talk Wireless. Only at Walmart.
Savings may vary. Please refer always to the latest terms and conditions of service at straighttalk.com.
With 20% back in rewards on color copies from Staples, you can run your business with confidence. The confidence to leave behind presentations that customers will read, not recycle. The confidence to produce color manuals that'll keep your business in the black. The confidence that your financial forecast will no longer be partly cloudy. Show off your business in full color for less at Staples. Now get 20% back in rewards on color presentations, manuals, and copies. Staples.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, years, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees, and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now.
855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Four at the hour, the pleasant musings of Jennifer Horan and Victoria Keelan here with Doug Steffen, DJ V-Time, and the Kara Schillen. Her appearance is brought to you courtesy of Radio America, our originating network, at the controls in Washington. The fake news just got real, in a manner of speaking, I suppose. Facebook and the Russian ads. What's your take on Mark Zuckerberg changing the conversation about Russian interference with the elections? I happened to be, as I said, I was in a studio in Washington on Friday afternoon taping a TV program, and I was watching a news conference with, while I was sitting in the green room, with the Russian foreign minister who was at the UN. I thought he was pretty. His name is Lavrov.
Of course
he
is.
Back and forth, yeah. He went back and forth between English and Russian, depending on the question, and that was interesting. His ease of conversation, he seemed very credible, like any, you know, big-time politician or someone in a position like that. And so somebody asked him a question about Zuckerberg and Russian interference in the elections and, you know, the business about buying the ads and whether, in fact, they actually hacked into some of the states as well. I'm not sure what actually the outcome. I think that's been something that's been floating around Victoria a weekend as well, hasn't it? Whether or not there was somebody messing around in Russia with the, there were like different states, 21 different states were hacked during the elections. Homeland Security says that anyway. I don't mean the
right.
TV show. I mean the real Homeland Security. Although
yeah.
It would be a good episode for Homeland Security.
It'll be interesting to see what the individual states do. A few states like California have actually said, you know, have acknowledged that there was some sort of a hacking happening. I don't think it was successful, but mm-hmm. I guess the real concern is that they were maybe setting the stage for a larger hack at some point in the future. I think that's kind of where all of this, I think that's where all of this will end up, is that, yes, there was some meddling. Did it have anything to do with the election? I don't know.
When they say meddling, what do they do?
They can tell. Well, you leave a digital fingerprint. When you're hacking into something, there's a digital fingerprint left.
Well, you're hacking into it to do what? What are they doing?
Well, that's the concern, is that this was a testing ground for later on that a larger hack, whether it's banking institutions, maybe it is elections in the future. It could be hacking into the U.S. government, that this was how they started. And they got way further than they should have gotten. And I think that's really the concern.
Alabama,
I mean, we do it to other countries.
Yeah.
Do it to us. Russia is one of the biggest offenders. They try to get involved in everybody's election, and they try to figure out the best ways to do it. I just, you know, this
How do you
Facebook
define
thing.
Getting involved, Jennifer? What does that mean, getting involved? Trying to influence the outcome? Just nosing around to see what the outcome is going to be?
Voting counts. I mean, it could be, you know,
that's the one that disturbs me. Right. And especially because I like going to the polls and voting. Yeah. But the big change in the country is that eventually, I think in the next 8 to 10 years, we're all going to be voting online,
mm-hmm.
which I don't love the idea of, because I think that it does provide a huge opportunity for hackers.
Yeah.
I like to go to the old lady garage and vote in, you know, like civilized people.
Well, tomorrow, we're having an election in my hometown of Framingham tomorrow. The new city charter has been established, and the people running for the various positions, school committee and council and the mayor, are going through the primary process tomorrow. It's a big deal. And it's been so widely covered and so much interest in it, I think that you lose some interest if you just have do a ho-hum, okay, I'm going to vote at home.
Right.
That there's a ho-humness.
But a lot of more people will do it at home. I find that there's something, I don't know, I'm old-fashioned. I just like to go.
It's an event.
And it's election day, and it's exciting. But I just think it's amusing that Russia hacked into the election, has now turned into Russia bought some Facebook ads. Now, I'm all about advertising for campaigns. It should be clear and concise, and I want to know who's paying the advertising. And we all know in radio, and when you watch television, there are a strict set of guidelines. This ad sponsored by blah, 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 and it's always like 25 lines.
I approve this message. Yes.
That's not happening on social media, and so absolutely, I think Facebook should be accountable and should be able to make the same set of guidelines that both TV and radio have abided by forever. Yeah,
the people in television and radio who are required to acknowledge the ads are required to have a tag that says I'm Hillary Clinton, I'm Bill Clinton, I'm whoever it is, and I approve this message.
Right.
That's part of the regulation from the Federal Communication Commission, but then they have no jurisdiction over, and I don't want them to have jurisdiction over the Internet, but there ought to be, who then Congress passes, or is Congress the regulatory agency that has, who's got control of these people? Or should there be any control? Should it just be a free-for-all?
Well, I don't think it should be. I mean, when it comes to elections, I think it's important for us to know who is behind everything. I mean, I'm pretty sure that if Facebook had said this ad sponsored by Vladimir Putin, we may have said, oh, maybe not so much. You know, Hillary fell out of her shoe. This ad sponsored by Vladimir Putin. I mean, that would kind of, you know, I mean, it would help you.
Yeah.
But this is the same problem that we run into where it's a free-for-all online, and then the poor schmucks in broadcasting and television who are trying to compete get it stuck to them every time because they have rules that online doesn't.
Victoria?
Yes? Is there a question there?
Well, I think there's a continuum of the conversation since you have cut your teeth broadcasting-wise at Sirius. You've done other regular radio stuff like this, but Sirius had there's no rules there anymore than there is on cable television. And there are plenty, some of the channels at Sirius are
cable
free and
has
some
rules.
Of them are, well, you know, the rules, I'm talking about rules about what you can say or the profanity
Got
that's
it.
Allowed,
okay.
You know, that kind of stuff. So.
Well, yeah, I mean, SiriusXM isn't run by the FCC. There are no fines for cursing or whatever. I mean, yeah, that's. But I just think it's interesting that people are now, in a lot of local elections, people are feeling safer with a paper ballot. And that's, you know.
Me
and
too.
That's,
we have a paper ballot in Framingham.
That's been a big thing that a lot of people are tweeting about online and talking about on Facebook. Like, you know, look, we're just going back to the basics and we're just going to use a paper ballot in a lot of upcoming local and gubernatorial elections.
Yeah. I think it's a good idea.
Because you can go back and recount those. You know, it's not a loss. It's actually something that you can touch.
Yeah. So it really is good food for thought. Here's something else that as somebody's going to get on an airplane in a few hours to fly across the country, the FAA, Federal Aeronautics Administration, employees may be furloughed. But I saw the headline is, your flight could still operate. Oh, this is interesting. It doesn't take place till next week, however, because this is the end of the fiscal year. So there are a lot of things that are going to be scrutinized. You'll hear a lot of discussion this week about various agencies in the government, various elements that want to have more money, that their budgets have been cut for this reason or that reason. So that one, for those of you who are flying today or this week, you don't have to worry about this. Apparently, they have management. I always like this. If they want, they're supposed to be, because there's so much work going on at airports, there isn't an airport. It's kind of like an interstate. You go to the airports, anybody who flies a lot, Jennifer, you have your turn, and Victoria, you've certainly flown enough in your life, even more recently, as I nose around, when you were going to Mexico. What airports you went through? JFK? Did you go right to Cabo, or where did? How did you?
No, we went LaGuardia to Cancun.
Oh, okay. All right.
And flew through Miami.
Yeah. All right. So under the circumstances, you all can see LaGuardia is a great example. They're ripping the. They're going to spend like $20 billion.
LaGuardia looks like Beirut in the '80s right
now.
I mean, LaGuardia is such a mess.
Yeah. Yeah. I went through
it's
Reagan.
A disaster.
I flew in and out of Reagan on Friday. And it was, I was amazed at the number of gates that were inoperable and how much they had ripped up the, and
well,
that's not an old, that terminal's not old.
And that's after you actually get to the terminal.
Right.
The whole outside is just, you can't even, I mean, it's insane. My father-in-law dropped us off on our way to our honeymoon and we couldn't even, I mean, he couldn't even get us close enough. We were jumping through traffic with suitcases trying to get to the terminal because there's no place to actually drop anyone off.
Yeah.
It's insane. I don't know when it's going to end, but it is crazy.
Well, there's this big push to make the airports more functional, and whenever it's like they give you that Schwarber, the interstates need to be more functional, so we're going to rip them all up and put in new bridges. And matter of fact, one of the major highways in and out of Boston this past weekend was closed completely. The access to the city from the south completely closed for 3 days. They started at 10 o'clock Friday night to rip down a bridge. They ripped it down, and over the course of the weekend, they put up a new one. It's a temporary bridge, so they can build a real one, but at least it's a bridge that people can use. And the whole thing, because of the working on the weekend, working at night, there were some of these guys that were working for double time, triple time. You know what that costs the taxpayer? To do, well, we can't interfere, we can't get in the way of traffic going in and out of the city. We for drive time, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So they closed the whole thing down. Unbelievable. I was reading. I wasn't home, so I wasn't there. I wouldn't. I don't normally drive that way anyway, in and out of the city. But the reviews I saw of what was going on, and it happens every city. And all of these projects are fabulous for the unions, fabulous for the construction companies, but a nightmare for travelers. And if we just do it right the first time, you're right about both LaGuardia. I haven't noticed it, although here at LAX, Jennifer, there's been constant construction and building on and expanding and stuff because so many more people are traveling.
And their first order of business was to provide a international terminal with total protection from the paparazzi.
Right.
I think that's great. Don't get me wrong, but maybe we could start with something for the rest of us poor schlubs who don't tracked by TMZ.
45 past the hour, 15 before the hour. It's time for us to be, if you haven't, I say us, more this is about you and your introduction to a remarkable product from a company that is remarkable in and of itself, Balance of Nature, the fruits and veggies. This is a real success story. Perhaps the best story that I can find regarding, this is an internal story inside Balance of Nature. Somebody wrote, this lady's name is Joanne. She's from near Albany, New York. She says, I started taking Balance of Nature after hearing you and the discussion of this on the radio last month. I had high blood pressure, cholesterol, stiffness in my body, pain in my legs, lower back. Was a problem when I walked. My legs felt heavy and swollen, as well as my arms and hands. I felt so stiff, I couldn't even bend to tie my shoelaces. That's pretty scary. After taking Balance of Nature for a couple of weeks, I had my blood pressure tested. It was down 6 points. I also noticed I didn't have stiffness, heaviness in my legs, or the pain in my body that I was having before as I walked around and moved around. I also feel I have a bit more energy. I can only contribute that to Balance of Nature. I consider it a miracle. So this is Joanne. Thank you, Joanne, for that information. This is a supplement. This is not anybody who will tell you this is as good as eating the real fruits and vegetables isn't telling you the truth. And these people at Balance of Nature are not saying to you that this is better than eating fruits and vegetables. It is not. But it's a reality because most Americans are not eating enough fruits. They're not eating enough vegetables. And therefore, your immune system is weakened because your immune strength comes from the nature, the balance of nature, the nature in the fruits and the vegetables, all of the really good things that come from the ground, that come from the earth. Mother Earth is giving you what you need, but you're not taking it because you're eating a lot of crap. So, and that's the acknowledgement here. Even if you do eat well, even if you do have a couple of veggies with each meal, maybe you've got a couple of different types of fruit that you have in the morning, that sort of thing, you still aren't getting enough. This is the way to get more than what you need. In fact, you'll enhance your immune system 720% at the behest of these people who figure out how to cook the veggies and the fruits and the powder them so that you have this little capsule that you take from the fruit department and from the veggie department every day. And over the course of 2 to 6 weeks, depending on how your immune system is tuned up, you'll get a real charge and protection, which is what you want and what you need. So go to balanceofnature.com. Make sure you tell them that you are listening to the DJV experience. So use the promo code DJV. You'll get the first month free. First month supply, say it again, Dave. First month supply. The first month supply is free with the code DJV. So get your immune system up to where it's supposed to be. Do what other listeners are doing as they listen to this program. Get online, balanceofnature.com. Use the promo code DJV.
Okay, Kevin, for the grand prize of $1 million, what color is the White House?
I know this.
5 seconds.
Oh, switching to Geico could save you a bunch of money on car insurance?
Okay. Judges? That's true, Kevin. They'll allow it. Congratulations. You're a winner.
Woo! Geico, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh my gosh, that's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me, are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenics commercials.
Oh yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenics really work?
Oh yeah, I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenics.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenics, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenics. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. CalBend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Now 53 after the hour, it's a Monday Tech Talk time that we are about to enter into. Victoria Keelan is going to take apart some cell phone rules and also the circumstance. Well, there's always something from Amazon. You can count on Amazon and Apple and Google to be in the headlines almost every week. So we'll get to that after we get to a note from ZipRecruiter bringing you Tech Talk today. ZipRecruiter is the place to go if you are hiring. A lot of people like listening to Tech Talk because it helps them with the technology in their small businesses. So it's an appropriate time for me to talk to you about how to post your job and find the best candidates. You got a job, you got a challenge of finding the best person for somebody's left or they've started their own company or whatever. You had to fire somebody. Whatever your need, ZipRecruiter will be there to help you find the best person. You post your job to hundreds of job sites, one click only. That's all that's needed. ZipRecruiter is different also because they don't depend on candidates coming to you. You will get them because they're going to come to you. The other way around. I always love explaining these things backwards. ZipRecruiter does not depend on candidates finding you. It will find them and then bring them to you. Does that make sense, Victoria? It makes a lot of sense.
Yes.
80% of jobs posted on ZipRecruiter get a qualified candidate in 24 hours. So if you don't want to mess around with your emails, You'll have a simple procedure that you can manage so well and so easily. Join the thousands of companies that are using ZipRecruiter, big ones. There are all kinds of customer testimonials on their website. If you go to ZipRecruiter.com, better yet, go to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV and use ZipRecruiter for the first time without having to pay for it. Yes, it is free the first time, so you see how effective it is, see how well it will help you out. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV to get the job candidate, the qualified job candidate you need and want for your company. That's ZipRecruiter.com/DJV to use ZipRecruiter free. All right, so the state of California is onto the cell phone problems, using a lot of cell phone time and the connection to getting sick. I would think this would be common sense by this point. Don't you, Victoria? Apparently it's not.
Well, it's not because it hasn't been, there haven't been any actual public health warnings issued. So that's, we all kind of have guessed that using cell phones is linked to cancer or brain tumors and things like that. But no one's actually had any concrete evidence. And unfortunately, a document that has leaked, which was released internally in California in March of this year, it was part of a lawsuit. It is someone has been a whistleblower now and has leaked this out, and this is starting to spread virally online. It's from the Department of Health of California, and it's a pretty strong correlation between electromagnetic fields and brain cancer. To read this document, which is watermarked saying not for public release, I mean, it's really scary that this is information is
so
known.
So the government is keeping this information from us for what purpose is the question. The
obvious. In California, Silicon Valley, maybe, I don't know. I mean, yeah. I'm sure that there are a lot of reasons, and it probably is all tied to money.
Yep.
But the actual report itself, this is something that, you know, I certainly want all of my friends and loved ones to know, and I want all of our listeners to know. These are things that you have to take seriously when you're using a cell phone. In this paper, it showed studies have conducted that they found that people with certain kinds of brain cancer were linked to also using a cell phone for more than 10 years. So all of us have had cell phones for more than 10 years. So now we're kind of all in that same category. They also found that the side where the brain cancer occurred in the people that they've studied is also the side where they held their phone. So that's a pretty direct correlation right there. If you hold your phone on your right or your left, that's pretty much where the cancer showed up. Now, the report also cited cell phones causing fertility problems in both men and women. Guys, get the cell phone out of your front pocket if you ever want to have children. That's something I've told all of my guy friends. I mean, don't do that.
Yeah,
don't do that. The cell phone, this is some of the interesting stuff. The cell phone produces stronger EMFs, again, that's electromagnetic fields, at the beginning of a call when it's trying to connect to a tower. So if you can use headphones or if you can use speakerphone at the beginning of your call, you're at least cutting down on the amount of exposure you're getting to EMFs. Stronger EMFs are also emitted when you only have one or two bars. So if you're in a low cell range area, your phone is emitting stronger EMFs to your body. So that's another reason to try to keep it as far away from your body as possible. Now, another thing is, when you're traveling in a car, a bus, or a train, as your phone is connecting to various cell towers, it's also emitting stronger EMFs. So these are all things that you really, you know, need to know. We'll post this on the Facebook page for some guidelines.
Facebook.com/DJV, where the time is 59 past the hour. Thank you, Victoria. That was a good job.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.